With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says it appears the White House is trying to keep pro- and anti-Israel factions within the Democrat Party happy by sending sometimes mixed messages about its support for Israel.
And trying to send out contradictory, well, they are sending out contradictory messages about their Israeli policy to try and satisfy both camps in their base.
It says it's just something that simply will not work, and Democrat voters are starting to figure that out.
But they're not getting away with it in the longer term, which is one of the reasons the president's numbers are dropping even further, because the people in the Democratic base who don't want us to support Israel have figured out that the administration is basically supporting Israel, or a whole lot more than they want to.
Republicans holding fast to their demand that policy reforms for the U.S. border be part of a supplemental spending bill with more money for Israel.
We are simply insisting that if the president is not going to enforce the asylum and parole laws as written and intended by past Congresses, then this Congress must pass new laws.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A federal jury awarding $148 million in damages to two Georgia election workers over false election claims made by a Trump advisor.
There was an audible gasp in the courtroom when the jury foreperson read aloud the $75 million award in punitive damages against Rudy Giuliani for false voting claims he made against election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. Freeman said money wouldn't restore her life, name, or security.
Money will never solve all of my problems.
Giuliani called the proceeding absurd and insisted there was election fraud.
These are not conspiracy theories. These are proven facts.
Where's your evidence?
I'm not allowed to present it.
It's unclear if Giuliani will be able to pay any damages. A former lawyer suing him for legal fees. Norman Hall, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The highest civil court in Scotland has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law, one that was passed by the Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anybody under 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for a medical diagnosis. This is SRN News. A government agency that studies homelessness finds there's been a 12% increase from last year into 2023.
Many factors drive homelessness, but the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness says a shortage of affordable homes and the high cost of housing have many people living paycheck to paycheck. It says at minimum wage, people have to work 86 hours a week to be able to afford a one-bedroom rental. And the agency says when full-time workers can't afford a home, it shows the system is broken.
That is Jackie Quinn. It could be a cold new year for thousands of migrant families living in New York's emergency shelters. They're being told they need to clear out with no guarantees they'll be given a bed elsewhere. Homeless migrants and their children were limited to 60 days in city housing under an order issued back in October by New York City Mayor Eric Adams. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.